USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump made his first speech since leaving office Sunday, addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. During the speech, Trump criticized President Biden's efforts to undo many of his policies, including the decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline.
And in one of his first official acts, which was incredible because, again, he talked about energy. He never said he was going to do this. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, destroying not the 8,000 or the 9,000 or the 11,000 jobs that you hear, but 42,000 great-paying jobs on just about day one, right? He never talked about that during a debate because he wouldn't have gotten away with it.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine receiving an emergency use authorization from the FDA Saturday, three vaccines against the virus are now available. On Sunday, the CDC added its approval, voting to recommend the shot for those 18 years of age and older. With its approval, Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging Americans to take whatever vaccine is available to them. The head of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's imperative that as many people get vaccinated as possible, no matter the company that produced their shot.
All three of them are really quite good, and people should take the one that's most available to them. If you go to a place and you have J&J, and that's the one that's available now, I would take it. I personally would do the same thing. I think people need to get vaccinated as quickly and as expeditiously as possible. And if I would go to a place where they had J&J, I would have no hesitancy whatsoever to take it.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It was passed in the House on Friday along party lines. But senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. A hike to the federal minimum wage is one of the provisions not expected to remain in that final bill. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing, the COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should be focused on vaccination efforts.
They haven't even spent half of the last package we passed back in December. There was $900 billion passed in December. Only half of that's been spent. The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations, but we don't need this massive, massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
And at least 18 people were killed Sunday in protests in Myanmar, according to the United Nations Human Rights Office. At least 30 more people have also been injured. The UN office says they've received reports of military forces firing live ammunition into crowds in several cities. The military has intensified its crackdown against protests that began after military leaders retook power in a February 1st coup. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.